On the program is the Piano Concerto No. 1 by Franz Liszt. Liszt was thought to be one of the greatest pianists of all time, and there was this thing called like Listomania, where there's this frenzy about Franz Liszt. So as a pianist yourself, I'm curious, what do you see in this work?
It's almost the quintessential document of Listomania, because he wrote relatively few pieces for piano and orchestra. There are two concertos and two other concerto-like works. Everything else, all of his other piano works were just solo piano. So this is really the one where the rock star pianist gets to show off with an orchestra backing, you know. And this is, of the two piano concertos, this is the more famous and the more flashy. It just is an intensely flashy work, and I was trying to find a way of saying that which doesn't sound pejorative. I don't feel it is pejorative. You have to go with it with Liszt. You have to accept that early, when he was a young man, there was this huge flamboyance, this incredible showmanship. He knew that he was making people swoon when he played, and he knew how to write vehicles to show that off, and it's very good fun to play. That isn't to say it isn't very difficult, but I've never attempted it, I must say. But I mean, it's fistfuls of notes flying around, but also beautiful, luscious melodies. And he knew how to use the piano and make it sing. So it's beloved of pianists who had no difficulty in living up to that aura, in a way. I think we all pianists like to do that, and this is the piece to play if you want to do that.
There are two new members of the orchestra beginning this season. You have a new assistant principal violist and a new principal double bassist. And I'm curious, when you have new people in the principal or assistant principal chair, musically, does that mean anything different for that particular section?
Yeah, absolutely it does. Inevitably, because these guys are sitting up in front positions, their personality comes through and does affect the way people feel and therefore the way people play. For example, you know, it's not uncommon in rehearsals for the leader of a session to turn around and suggest a different way of doing it, or ask them to play a melody on a different string or whatever, and that is part of the job of the principals.
This is considered to be your final season as music director. Then you move into the role of music director laureate for the next 2 years, where you'll still conduct the orchestra a few times each season. Ultimately, however, you'll be leaving the Alabama Symphony Orchestra in a couple of years. So I'm wondering why.
It's actually not a fait accompli that the laureate thing is a two-year thing. I think that was the initial period. I felt that I didn't want to have them tie themselves down to having me hanging around beyond the time that they've appointed a new music director. If I was the new music director, you know, you may or may not want to have the last guy looking over your shoulder. So I thought we'd put a limit on it. I would be thrilled if we extended that. Sometimes laureate conductors are there for life, as it were, and that would be wonderful to think that I could keep coming back. It's been a fabulous experience for me. It's been a really wonderful time in my life to get to know this orchestra and this city and this state. You know, you have to guess when is the right time to part company or to move on from a relationship. I always take the view that it's better to leave when they're not yet sick of you, you know. I mean, you want to feel you're always going somewhere, you're taking the orchestra up onto a new level, and you're finding new challenges. And what I feel also is that we've got the orchestra into a wonderful position. They were, from day one when I came here, they were an excellent orchestra. But I've felt that we've done great things together. And in terms of the visibility of the orchestra and the reputation of the orchestra in the music world in general and in the country, that's on a whole new level. I'm very proud of that.
As a conductor, what has being here in Birmingham the orchestra, the audience, the hall, you know, everything. What has that sort of done for you from a musical kind of standpoint? What has been your big takeaway?
The relationship with the audience has been the real eye-opener to me. A relatively inexperienced audience, I should say, in the sense that the orchestral music that they're hearing is here. Quite often I've been performing pieces for people for the first time, and it's been fascinating to get to know the audience, to get to know them by talking about the music, to find out what works for them and what doesn't, and to realize that you're there for this specific audience. And I can honestly say I'd never had that before in my life, that actual personal feeling of a personal relationship with an audience, as well as, of course, the personal relationship with the orchestra and the hall, but the wonderful sense that you can actually, people talk about changing lives. I don't know whether you change lives or not with music, but you give people, and they tell you about experiences that you've been responsible for, which have been deeply meaningful for them. And that's an experience which you don't get unless you're really connected with the audience.